right. Now, you have a lot of other buildings around the farmhouse here. What are some of them?
We have what used to be turned the smokehouse when they butchered hogs, and we had the old cauldron that our great-grandfather has, a huge iron, it was a pot. It was 5 feet in diameter, I believe, something like that. They would scald the hogs and that. They made lard, had ham, sausage. We went to school, we had to carry ham, cold biscuits, and baked potatoes, and boiled eggs.
Oh, that sounds good.
And we raised particular cane when loaf bread came into vogue. We wanted sandwiches, and now I'd almost give a quarter for a ham and biscuit.
All right, now you have many other buildings out around the farm. What's the one that you store cattle in?
We have two barns where we keep the food for the cows. We have hay, corn, and they grind some of the corn and hay and have some minerals mixed with it and feed the corn, cob, shuck, and stalk and everything to the cows.
All right, go ahead.
We have a blacksmith shop, and then we have a workshop. And there's a bulldozer in progress now. It seems almost like magic.
What about the building you store corn in?
That's called the corn crib. However, the whole barn is almost turned into a corn crib now, the upper section.
All right, the upper part of this barn, just by itself, what do you call this part?
The loft.
All right, are there any other places where you might store hay in the barn?
There are sheds that might have some hay stored.
What do you call a building, or part of a building, where you store grain? Or did you just...
Granary.
Okay, describe it for me.
Well, they usually were made with... We didn't have one. We never raised enough grain. We did raise some wheat. But the granaries had an upper story and a little balcony. Steps, I guess, going up. I never really saw one. In detail.
Okay, now if too much hay is gathered to get in the barn, how is it kept outside? What is the shape?
They make hay stacks.
Okay, what's the shape of this pile?
It's it's conical, cone-shaped. It has a pole, I believe, through the center. And sometimes it's covered to protect it from the weather. But they stack it in such a way that the water runs off.
Okay. Now, when you first cut the hay, what do you do with it?
You bale it.
And then?
But time was when they cut the oats, that was mainly the hay crop with a cradle, and tied it by hand.
Now, do you know any names for these small piles of hay that's raked up in the field?
Bales of hay. They have round bales and oblong shaped bales.
All right, do you have a special shelter for the cows to get under when it rains?
Well, they don't get under it when it rains, but they go in for feeding. They could stay in there, but they don't.
Well, what do you call this?
That's the stables.
All right, if you had horses and kept them there, would you call it the same thing?